Stop the music, boys. The show is about to begin.
The Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And what a show, what a show.
Welcome back to it. It's the Nick and Nan Radio Show live on TalkZone.com. 1-888-463-6748 is the number. 888-GO-FOR-IT. Huh? What do you do? What do you say to someone who blocked you on Facebook? Has anybody ever blocked us on Facebook that we remember?
How would we know if someone blocked us? I'm not quite sure about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We're about to find that out. How do you politely reject friend requests? Now, we have done that. I don't know if it was so
polite. Well, it's funny because you just hit decline and it throws it into a hide box.
How many tweets a day is too many on Twitter? 900 million people are on Facebook, and probably that many are on Twitter. Our guest today is the author of 7 books, host of Manners by Marie radio show in St. Louis, Missouri. She is a certified life coach, host of a very popular video advice channel on YouTube. And I checked out some of her videos on YouTube, and they are very informative.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what. Has a loyal following, really listens to her viewers' issues, and helps them resolve even the most complex dilemmas. She's also a television reporter, anchor for 8 years, and she's very comfortable with live radio, and I could tell. Good morning, Marie Dubuque.
Hi, Nick and Nan. Well, I'm not as good as you guys. I tell you, I started my show on Sundays. They stuck me at Sundays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when no one's listening. And it's just 1 hour, and I've been doing it for like 8 weeks now, and it is the hardest thing in the world to do, so I have the utmost respect for you guys. It is so hard.
Oh, thank you, Marie.
It's all done with mirrors, Marie, that's all.
Well, it looks easy, but it's not. It's really,
really
hard.
It really isn't, because you got to think. Sometimes you got to think on your feet. Sometimes topics can't come as quickly as you would like them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so glad to have you on our show today.
Oh, me too.
Are you going to jump on the Facebook bandwagon and buy stock?
I heard about that. Yeah. You know what? And it's so funny because this morning I got a comment on my YouTube channel, and this guy said people keep bugging him about why he's not on Facebook. And he says he doesn't want to be on Facebook because he's paranoid, which we all are a little bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to mix up his friends with his acquaintances. And he's private. And so he said to me, well, what do I say to these people?
Right.
And I say the same as what I say, because I don't have a Facebook page, except for like I have a business page, an author page, but I don't have a personal page.
Okay.
And I just say to people, find me on Twitter. And that's what I said to him, either find another social networking site, which maybe he's more comfortable with, or just say, look, I like to communicate via text or email. That's it. And leave it alone. And I told him, that's great. You're not going with the herd.
Because it's a big herd, Marie.
I know it. And I get sucked in, too. We all do.
Now, how can we make and keep more friends online? It took us a while to get up to the... We're at about
1,030 now.
1,030?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we've been on Facebook for how many years?
Many years.
Many years.
So. Wow. I have 20 likes. That's it. Because I don't have a personal page. I just have an author page, so it's likes. And I only have 20. I've only been on a couple weeks.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't know if that many people like me. It's okay. But, like, okay, so when you guys, do you know when someone drops you as a friend? You don't even know it, do you?
We have no clue if someone drops us as a friend.
Okay, but there's people that actually go through and will try to find the person that dropped them, that unfriended them. Do you believe that? They're so sensitive.
I have read postings about that. I sure have, and I thought, who has time to do that?
Oh, yeah.
People who have a lot of time on their hands,
yeah, apparently.
Yeah, but they're so sensitive, and so that's the number one question I get on my YouTube channel, and that is, what do I say to people who unfriend me when I see them in real life? And this is what I say to do. Nothing. Don't act like it bothers you at all. They're trying to push your buttons. And so just like it didn't bother you at all. And 9 times out of 10, they'll friend you again.
Interesting.
A lot of people on Facebook, we have noticed, like drama.
That's true.
In a very big way. And a lot of people like to put all business out there.
I know. What is that about?
That ties in to kind of with the next question. They put their business out there. I mean, if you've seen some of the postings on Facebook, their English is like really bad.
That drives me crazy. Yeah.
Their attitude is even worse. So what are some of the etiquette guidelines for people on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, to gain and get respect and not come off as an idiot?
Well, I think we all get mad sometimes. And a few years ago, I sent a nasty email to a friend. I was so mad. Uh-huh. And so I promptly called her and said, look, I'm sorry. But since then, I leave the room. I leave the room for 5 minutes if I'm mad at somebody and then go back. And that's what I tell everybody to do, because it's so easy just to type something. And what people, if you'll notice, they're so bold when all they're sitting in front of is a computer screen. But face-to-face with people, they get really, they're real cowards. Wouldn't you say?
Good point. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, scary. It's scary because of the bullying. And then I even had one person who told me, they made a joke on Twitter. They just tweeted what they thought was a joke, and it went viral, and it was offensive, and they didn't realize it. So that's what I tell people, too. Read it out loud, because people don't hear your and they, like in urine radio, they hear your vocal intonations. They don't see your facial expressions, but they can kind of hear your inflections. But when you're just typing, nobody hears anything. Nobody knows that it's a joke.
It's kind of like if people type an email all in caps.
Exactly.
Like yelling at them, you know, I see that point.
Well, I thought this was, I've always wondered this. How many tweets a day is too many to put on Twitter? Is there an amount or?
If it's really interfering with your daily life, I mean, I've heard people that have lost marriages and really sacrificed relationships because of social media. So of course that's going too far, and it becomes addictive. So if it takes over your life, you've got to stop, whatever that amount is. If you can't do your work or interact with people, then you got to stop, or you've got to really severely limit it. You know, you guys see these families out at restaurants, and they're all wired, and they're not talking to each other. They're on their headphones or tweeting or
yep.
You know?
It has gotten a bit crazy, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I tell people. The number one person should be the person that's with you, that's in front of you. Social media is great in that you can connect with all kinds of people, just not all at the same time. You can't multitask with people's feelings. So don't answer the phone, and put away your phone, your laptop, everything when you're with somebody. That person is number one in your life, the person you're with.
You know, and it's actually rude when you're sitting with someone trying to have a conversation and they're just playing with their phone. They're either tweeting or...
A commercial was made about that. The guy that was watching the game with his date.
I remember that. Yeah, I know. That says it all, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you've got to pay attention to who you're with. That's the number one person. And that's so rude. It's like telling people that the person on the phone is more important than you are. That's what you're saying when you're sitting there playing with your computer or your phone when you're with someone.
How important is it, Marie, to be polite and kind, especially when you're social networking, because there's a lot of folks out there who really are not that polite and certainly are not that kind based on some of the
Facebook
posts.
They're down and out rude.
I know, because they're anonymous a lot of times, and they think, and then the people that are polite to you are the people that have a relationship with you, like the butcher that you see every day or the mailman. If they know they're going to see you every day, they're going to be polite and kind. But if you're anonymous to them, and they don't even care. And that's the thinking we have to change. And even the people that we care about, we're not polite to. I got this comment on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/mannersbymarie. I answer all my comments. I love them, but they're crazy sometimes. But anyway, this woman was having lunch with her mother, and her mother was on the phone the entire time. And I said to her, look, you've got to tell your mother my time is as valuable as yours. So if you want to spend time with me, you've got to get off that phone. Sure, we can talk all day long on the phone, but if you want to be with me face-to-face, put that phone away. Because if you don't tell them, they're not going to realize what they're doing.
That's a very, very good point.
Yeah.
And Miss Nan has not gotten to that point yet, even though she has Facebook on her smartphone and her laptop.
No, as a matter of fact, our daughter kind of brought it to my attention one time. She said, Mom, you're not even listening to me. All you're doing is looking at Facebook. Please get off of
it.
I didn't even realize it.
Let me ask you, though. Do you friend your daughter? Do you friend her on Facebook? Or what do you do to... How old's your daughter?
She's 23.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So it doesn't really matter anymore. But, like, I have a teenager, And people say, I need to friend him. Well, I don't want to friend him. I just hack into his Facebook account. I know, my husband does. Yeah, we just hack. He hacks in every once in a while and shows me what's going on, and then we reprimand him. And because he says to me, well, I've got all these privacy settings. And I said to him, pretend that you don't. Pretend they're not there, that the whole world can see every single thing you put up there, because basically they can, because I'm sure you guys have probably talked about it. But there's these companies now that they go and they have an interview with these young kids coming out of school, and they say to the kid, well, give us your Facebook password. We want to take a look around. And exactly. My gosh, these kids are desperate. They give them their firstborn kid, you know? And so, of course, they're going to give them their password.
You know, I think that's
horrible. When I first heard that, I thought, how can they get away with that?
I think it's an invasion of privacy.
Well, I think somebody told me that there was in Maryland or somewhere that now it's illegal. I don't know. That's just hearsay. But maybe, and I've heard lawyers say that it's very murky. So I don't know. That probably won't last for a long time. But still, you can't pretend, you can't rely on privacy settings.
No, you sure can't. And they've also, it's been out in the news that all these apps that people get on, we personally don't like them at all, and we don't have any downloaded, but that's where they're getting all these people's information is from these apps that they go on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I know somebody who said she, on her Facebook status, she said put in a relationship, and she got all these ads for weddings. So it's like, I mean, it's business.
I guess that proves that point, doesn't it?
Right,
that is so
right.
Funny. Marie, can you hang out for a little bit? We're up against the break, and we'd love to continue the conversation. I'm digging this so much.
Oh, I am
too.
It's
so cool. 1-888-463-6748 is the number. Jump on board. Talk with Marie Dubuque. And she is the social media expert and life coach. And jump on board. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with more on the Nick and Ann Radio Show live on TalkZone.com.